Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm your host, Pepper. The Shared Housing Palooza is aimed at matching 75 individuals experiencing homelessness with compatible housemates, facilitating their transition into permanent shared housing. Shared housing is one creative way to make housing more affordable, available, and accessible. Property owners with multi-bedroom units are being urged to join them in this transformative initiative by renting to their housemates and contributing to the primary solution to homelessness, housing. Service providers interested in supporting this effort are also encouraged to collaborate. Community members can make a meaningful impact by donating to fund essentials like move-in kits and furnishings for participants. On the line to tell us more is Melissa Peterman, Executive Director of Townspeople. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Pepper. It's good to be here.
Melissa, start by telling us, what is Townspeople?
Yeah, Townspeople, we are a nonprofit here in San Diego. We've been around since the mid-80s. We were founded in response to the HIV/AIDS epidemic of that decade. People in our community were being denied housing based on their diagnosis. And so there was a group of San Diegans who banded together to make sure that that stopped happening and that folks had housing, particularly people who were like really sick, where housing makes the difference between life and death. And over the years, we've carried that forward. Housing has always been a critical focus of Townspeople. And currently, we own and operate about 118 units of affordable housing. We provide non-congregate emergency housing. So we work with local hotels and motels. We've got housing navigation services and so much more, because treatment for folks living with HIV/AIDS has improved, and luckily folks are living longer. We've expanded our focus to people experiencing homelessness who are medically vulnerable, which, you know, is really almost everyone, because if you're living outside, you're likely to have some medical vulnerabilities. But we wanted to make sure and keep that HIV/AIDS component of our mission, since it was so crucial to our founding.
What is the Shared Housing Palooza?
Yeah, so one of our newest efforts is the San Diego Shared Housing Collaborative. And it's a group of agencies who are trying to make the most use of the existing housing stock that we have in San Diego. So much of the rental housing is multi-bedroom and not studios and one bedrooms. And yet we've been historically so focused on getting people into studios and one bedrooms when they're exiting housing that we've ignored a part of the market that would help us get more people housed at one time. And that housing is more readily available. So we formed the collaborative, created an online, kind of like a match.com, but for housemates. So folks experiencing homelessness can register in the portal, create a profile, and they'll see folks who they're compatible with potentially as housemates. And for the Palooza, we really are trying to scale up this effort to have shared housing be more embedded in our housing system so that it's just as normal as helping folks look for studios and one bedrooms. And so we've got this condensed campaign over 100 days. We kicked off on August 1st and the Palooza ends on November 8th. And our goal is to get 75 people moved into shared housing in that time period.
When did this campaign launch?
Yeah, we had a big kickoff event at Father Joe's on August 1st. And we were so grateful for their participation in this effort and them opening the space. We had over 70 folks from more than 20 different agencies across the region attend, and everyone is like taking a part of the campaign to champion and to really implement, make sure that it goes well and we achieve that 75 people housed goal.
What are some of the organizations that you're partnering with in this effort?
Yeah, there are so many. I feel like every week we wind up adding more. Like I said, we had more than 20 agencies attend the kickoff. So some of those, we've got the Regional Task Force on Homelessness, Funders Together to End Homelessness, PATH, Father Joe's, Interfaith Community Services, Alpha Project, the City of San Diego, the City of Vista. I could go on. There's just so many great organizations who have raised their hand to be part of this effort. And one of the more unique ones is Humble Design, who helps ensure that the homes that we move folks into really feel like a home. So helping to provide furnishings and household goods. So yeah, we've just got a unique group of partners.
Why is the focus on shared housing?
I think it comes as a shock to none of us that housing and homelessness are like the top two crises our community is facing. And it takes a really long time to build housing. And it's really expensive to do so, but we've got to get people off the streets as quickly as possible. And so looking at every option available to us is critical. And so shared housing is one of those ways where we can help folks find others who they would successfully live well with, and then find, you know, appropriate multi-bedroom housing for them to rent. And so not only does it make housing more affordable, it also kind of matches like what most folks do in high cost rental markets like San Diego. Like, I think I've only ever lived by myself for like 2 years because it's too expensive to live here. Otherwise, you've got to share housing costs with someone. And so why not do that also with folks experiencing homelessness? And then it has the added benefit of creating a community, right? You've got a built-in potentially support network through your housemates, and in general, just helping to create that stability.
How does this campaign work?
Yeah, so we are hosting meet and greets throughout the community where folks who are interested in shared housing can come, learn more about the effort, meet potential housemates, register and create their profiles in the portal. And then we've got a staff at Townspeople, but also at our different of the partner agencies who are helping with housing navigation and facilitating that housemate matching process. It is all about participant choice. So we are here strictly as facilitators and can be helpful however needed, wanted. And then we also have housing location support. We've been working with the existing landlord engagement programs that the Housing Commission operates, that RTFH operates through a company called Brilliant Corners. Townspeople, we also have a housing locator. And so once folks match up as housemates, then we get to work on finding available rental housing that meets their combined preferences and income.
How can the community get involved with this project?
Yes. So if you're a property owner and you have multi-bedroom units in your portfolio that you would be open to renting to our participants, we would love to hear from you. We offer a range of services to help make that relationship as easy for the property owner as possible. So that's one way. Another way is if you're a service provider and this is maybe the first time you're hearing of this initiative and you'd love your agency to get involved, we would love to have you. And then also community member involvement through volunteering or donating. I mentioned the furnishings that we provide and household goods. Donations to help us purchase those items is really, really critical.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm speaking with Melissa Peterman, Executive Director of Townspeople. What long-term impacts could the Shared Housing Palooza have on homelessness in San Diego County?
Our real goal, other than obviously getting people into housing, is to create a culture shift within the housing system so that co-living becomes a normal part of how we help people end their homelessness. It's been decades of operating with the intent to get folks into studios and one bedrooms. And so we really want to introduce a sea change where we start to rethink housing opportunities. And so our goal through this Palooza, this 100-day effort, is to hopefully potentially speed up that change and get it normalized as a housing option.
And how can the community follow along with this campaign's progress?
We have a public-facing dashboard, actually, that we're, you know, on a daily, weekly basis, we're updating with our progress so folks can see how many days into the campaign we are, how many housing placements we've done, how many folks are active in the portal, and more. And so that dashboard is available on Townspeople's website. You can link to it. And then folks can follow along on social media and through our partner agencies who are involved. They're really active in promoting what we're doing. And since we really want a culture change, like helping to raise awareness and creating that buy in for this as a housing option is so important. So any moral and actual support we can get is wonderful.
And any last thoughts for us?
I just thank you, Pepper, for this opportunity. And yeah, I hope folks follow along. And if you're out there and you are interested in getting involved and you don't know how, please reach out to us, sharedhousing@townspeople.org.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And thank you for making a difference in our community.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, this has been great. I'm so grateful for the opportunity.